hello. I hope you're doing well. Welcome back to another episode of the God Colours podcast, where we explore the intersection between the Christian faith and justice. It is just me today. I haven't got Joe, or I haven't got a guest with me. And today, the focus of this podcast episode is around Luke 11. And I'm going to be exploring a Bible passage and essentially sharing what are we seeing within the passage and what can we learn from it in our kind of journey towards living justly with Jesus. So wherever you are, if you're on a bus, if you're at home, I don't know wherever you are, if you can get a Bible, great. We're going to be looking at Luke 11, verses 37 to 54. If not, I'm going to read the passage and then I'm going to just talk about it. So Luke 11 is obviously the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament, and it records Luke's version of the Lord's Prayer and several other parables, basically, and teachings told by Jesus. And the passage takes place in the context of Jesus's journey towards Jerusalem with his friends, who otherwise known as the disciples. And just before this passage, we see Jesus heal someone and drives out a mute demon, and also he's addressing the crowds, teaching in parables, before he gets invited into a Pharisee's home. So, okay, I'm going to read the passage now and attempt not to mess it up. When Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisee was surprised when he noticed that Jesus did not first wash before the meal. Then the Lord said to him, "Now then, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people! Did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? But now as for what is inside you, be generous to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues and respectful greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves which people walk over without knowing it." One of the experts in law answered him, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us also." Jesus replied, "And you experts in law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourself will not lift one finger to help them." And then later on in the passage, verse 53, we get to, "When Jesus went outside, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to oppose him fiercely and to besiege him with questions, waiting to catch him in something he might say." So what are we seeing in this passage? Essentially, the Pharisees were like theologians. I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but essentially the Pharisees were teachers of the law at that time. So they upheld the law of God, essentially, and they had a lot of religious kind of rituals and ceremonies and a lot of pomp and a lot of things that Jesus is calling out in this passage. And it's not the only time that he calls this out, and he didn't disagree with all of the things that the Pharisees did. But this is just a kind of flavor of a moment where Jesus was noticing that essentially religious traditions had become more important than the written word of God. And so, you know, the Pharisees would have been pretty well respected at the time. You know, they were important people, essentially, that had voice in the communities. Some people would have definitely kind of held them to quite high esteem. And as it says in the passage, you know, they kind of liked being greeted in the marketplaces, right? So you can imagine that these were people that were well known within the community, well respected. They had a kind of position of power, and there was some kind of power imbalance going on. So I love the fact that Jesus is invited into the Pharisee's home, reclines at the table, and then basically starts wading in, like quite kind of harshly, really, and is kind of speaking truth to power in this passage. So what are we seeing then, and what can we learn from this passage? So what we're seeing is that Jesus calls out preoccupation with position, prestige, and the praise of others. What Jesus is saying is that the preoccupation basically with power and with a kind of position of power blocked the Pharisees from actually being in right relationship with God. And that also then blocked others from accessing true relationship with God as well. We see that Jesus talks about the neglecting of the poor. And he says that the act of kind of external cleaning, so like the washing of hands and feet, was actually quite meaningless. It was a bit of a fad, basically, because they almost put so much emphasis on an external thing that was supposed to show others that they were holy, but they'd actually neglected the kind of internal heart, internal relationship with God. And they began to kind of prioritize the external factors rather than thinking, yeah, like I said, about the internal. But also Jesus was saying that actually the external cleaning was meaningless unless they prioritized the poor, unless they began to prioritize those on the margin. So obviously what we're seeing here is a real emphasis from Jesus about his love, care and attention to those on the fringes of society. And he's reminding the important people in the room who isn't in the room and who to remember. And then there's a kind of, like I said, there's a focus on religious ceremonies and legalistic behavior that kind of elaborated on or created an illusion of closeness with God, which actually was false. And so Jesus is calling this out. This is actually my favorite passage in the Bible. And the reason for that is because when I first actually read this passage, I was on my own. I was just reading my Bible. I came across it. I hadn't heard a talk on it before. And, you know, I don't know if you ever get it when sometimes you just read the Bible and you can see something so clearly, or God just tells you or reveals something to you so clearly. And for me, this was the first time that I had read a passage where I saw Jesus basically just in a completely different light. I saw Jesus as someone who was kind of unafraid to speak up, to speak out in a room full of important people. And it kind of challenged some of my preconceptions basically that I had around Jesus. And when I say that, I mean that I think for some reason, I don't know why, but I had always kind of attributed Jesus to gentleness. And obviously that's right, like says in Matthew, that he had a gentle and humble heart. And so we know that is the truth about Jesus. Jesus is gentle and humble in heart. But in this passage, gentleness and humbleness didn't equate to silence. It didn't equate to Jesus sitting in the Pharisee's home and not calling out truth, not speaking truth to power. And actually, the way that he spoke in the passage came across very like full of conviction and full of strength. And I love that at the end of the passage, it basically says, when Jesus went outside, the Pharisees and the teachers of law began to oppose him fiercely. So this, when I read this, what I began to understand was more about the character of Jesus. This passage taught me that Jesus was unafraid to speak out against wrongdoing, and he was unafraid to be disliked as a result, basically. And I thought that was a really, really powerful message when I first read this. I also think that I don't know why I had this idea in my mind that I'd always attributed Jesus to gentleness and humbleness. And whilst that's true, maybe I kind of overly focused on that kind of trait in Jesus. And so I think one massive thing that I take away from this, and what I think we should take away, is that just because Jesus is gentle and humble, it didn't mean that he was silent in the face of injustice. It didn't mean that he didn't speak out against the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. And I realized in reading this passage that Jesus had a boldness to his character. And for me, this reminded me that actually, when you do speak true to power, if it's just, if it's right, if it's done with the right intentions, if it's done in love and truth, actually, I shouldn't be ashamed or fearful of the judgment of others. And I'd love to encourage you that if you also have that, or have had that same perception, that because Jesus is perhaps meek or gentle or humble in heart, that that equates to remaining silent, then I think this kind of passage maybe challenges that narrative a little bit. I'm also willing to be wrong on that, but that's kind of just my own personal perception of this. So that's kind of what we're seeing. What we can learn from this passage is a number of things that I've drawn out. The first is that, as I've said, Jesus calls out the preoccupation with position, prestige, and the praise of others. He calls that out as wrong. And what we can learn is that we too should recognize where we can idolize status. And in doing that, we can be diverted away from the care of those on the fringes. So let's not get distracted by inflating our own sense of self-importance, but let's walk humbly to serve others. And that's something I'm still working on, because, you know, it's so easy, isn't it, to get distracted, to idolize the wrong things, to idolize a position of power or influence, or be so focused on how others see you. Like it says, the Pharisees prioritize, you know, the best seats in the synagogues. I can imagine that, you know, in church, like, you know, do you go in and prioritize the fact that you have a position of influence, or you sit at the front? I don't know. Like, actually, God's saying, no, that's definitely the wrong thing to be focusing on. So the second thing that we can learn is that Jesus calls out the neglecting of the poor. And that means that Jesus is asking us to have a mercy mindset towards those who have experienced disadvantage, whether that be in our communities, in our workplaces, homes, or churches. Jesus absolutely makes it clear that those on the fringes of our society, those who have experienced disadvantage, those who may be experiencing poverty, should be at the forefront of our minds, and we should have that mercy mindset. What we also learn is that the very act of helping the poor is the antidote for greed and selfishness. Jesus says, "You will be cleansed when you serve the poor." I find that amazing. Like, it is the humble action. It's in action that we are purified. So what does this mean? It means we must love in action and not just with our words. Another thing that we learn is Jesus talks about tithing in this passage, and generously giving our money and resources to the work of God is a good thing. But what Jesus also tells us is that just doing that is simply not good enough if we're not going to love our neighbor in practical action as well. So there's a kind of, there's a focus there, isn't there, around not just kind of using tithing as a way to say, well, I've done my bit, I've given my money, and that's it, wipe my hands, that I don't need to do anything else. Like, no, God very clearly sets out and tells the Pharisees in this passage that that is hypocrisy, and actually we must love our neighbor with practical action, not just with giving our money. We also must lead to serve God and serve people humbly, and not kind of to look impressive. And I think that goes back to that external, internal thing that this passage is looking at, right? Like, there was such a focus on this kind of the external, like things that it was, yeah, like a bit of a smoke and mirror thing, right? And actually God is saying, no, like you need to lead with humbleness and you need to lead to serve God and not just lead because you want status or whatever. And that's in any context, right? That should be in any context that we can apply that. The other thing that I think really stands out for me, which I'm not going to talk about too much, but I think it's really clear in this that Jesus talks a lot about how the Pharisees set standards that were really high. And this, it almost became a blockage basically for other people to understand the word of God, understand the law of God in the correct form. And actually people felt burdened by the standards and they couldn't keep them. And it says that actually at the same time as kind of setting high standards, the Pharisees also did nothing to practically help people to keep to those standards. So I think what we can learn from this in our communities is that we shouldn't impose unrealistic expectations onto people. And we also shouldn't enforce legalistic standards on ourselves. Like, grace is sufficient for us and it's sufficient on this journey as we learn to grow in deeper relationship with God, righter relationship with God, and also righter relationships with our neighbours and in our kind of love and our action towards others. So I'm going to wrap up this podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed this reflection on the Gospel of Luke, and yeah, we're going to do more of these, so stick around. If you enjoyed today, give it a listen, share it with your friend or family member, and we look forward to, yeah, seeing you again in the next episode. Thanks everyone for listening and have a good day. Bye. Bye.